shark. Swallow you whole.
I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief.
Fine him for three, but I'll catch him and kill him for ten.
$10,000 for me by myself. For that you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
You yell shark, we've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
Mr. Vaughn, I pulled a tooth the size of a shot glass out of the wrecked hull of the boat out there, and it was the tooth of a great white.
What?
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Love to prove that, wouldn't you? Get your name into the National Geographic.
Now, I'm not saying that this is not the shark. It probably is, Martin. It probably is. It's a man-eater. It's extremely rare for these waters. But the fact is that the bite radius on this animal is different than the wounds on the victim.
Hello out there in the Jaws Obsession. Welcome back for an episode 41. 41 episodes in, and we have a great announcement today. Very exciting times here at the Jaws Obsession. Thank you very much for coming back and lending us your time, where we are here to share with you, prove to you, convince you, or remind you that Jaws is the greatest movie of all time. And with this announcement, we will do just that. Okay, to celebrate this monumental occasion, to bring this exciting news in the Book of Quint world to the fans of Jaws and to the world, we would have to have the great John Tedder back on the show, Orca specialist. John, how are you doing? Thanks for sharing. Thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing, buddy.
This is kind of surreal.
Yeah, it is.
We really haven't been able to talk about this. We haven't had, we've both been so busy that this is going to be as you and I discussing this will be as like us discussing this with the fans of the Jaws Obsession, fans of Jaws, everybody, for everybody to hear. Let's just dive right in because it's still kind of surreal and we're trying to unpack everything and process it all because it's a whole new world now. If you're hearing this broadcast, the update already went out to the Book of Quint campaign backers. So over at Indiegogo.com at the Book of Quint page, if you follow it at JawsOB.com, BookofQuint.com, you go to the Indiegogo campaign site, you're going to see all of my updates to the campaign backers thus far. This is the update already went on, and this is the announcement that we are making, is the Book of Quint has been granted permission for publication. This is a major development for the Book of Quint. Let's get everybody onto the same page. The characters of Jaws are protected under copyright law. Author Peter Benchley passed away in 2006, and the copyrights in Jaws and the characters in Jaws and in Peter's other work are now held by Benchley IP LLC, and it's managed by Wendy Benchley, Peter's widow. Shortly after the launch of the Indiegogo campaign, Benchley IP LLC contacted me back in, this was in May, this last May, so May of 2022. They contacted me regarding the Book of Quint, and we established a line of communication. It was an honor and a privilege, I just want to say right now, it was an honor and a privilege to introduce the Book of Quint and the process of writing it to Wendy Benchley and all of those at Benchley IP LLC. Moment right there was they saw the first chapter that was posted. They saw that I put based on characters created by Peter Benchley, because this whole process, it started with Peter Benchley, and I wanted to honor that start of the process that Peter Benchley 50 years ago was writing Jaws, and here we are half a century later and we're continuing that process. So they recognized that, and we started a line of communication. After 4 months of careful manuscript review, and with the completion of the Book of Quint, I was notified just this last week that Benchley IP LLC is granting us permission to take the novel into publication. They have requested a disclaimer to be included in each copy of the book, and that a percentage of all profits be donated to an entity that promotes shark and oceanic conservation. So I'm going to stop right there. John, the first thing I did was I said, I got to send this over to John. So I sent you the notification. What were your first thoughts?
Relief.
Relief. Yeah.
Relief was the first one. And then it was surreal.
Let's expand on this relief part, because for 4 months, this was an intense summer. We had a lot of talks about the possibilities when we knew they were reviewing the partial manuscript. When they requested to see the manuscript, I was still in the writing phase. So I sent them what I had completed. It was 24 chapters, 195 pages. Mm-hmm. And I notified them that I was in this process and that my target date of finishing the Book of Quint was going to be in September. And so they received it. And then there was this process of review. So we went ahead with, we continued to do the Jaws Obsession. I was continuing to broadcast as well as write all the technical work and all the stuff. We put out the postcard. We were doing, you know, you were working on the map of Amity Island. So we did this under this umbrella that we might not get permission to publish worldwide. So the relief, John, and it's pretty much you're echoing my sentiments exactly, is that we really feel strongly that this novel is something special, and we want to share this with as many fans as possible. And the relief is that now we will be able to do that. Isn't that correct?
That is 1,000% correct.
What I've noticed is that there's people that are waiting for it to be on Amazon. There's a wider publication. To be able to be granted permission to go into wider publication means that there's many more avenues for readers to get their hands on the book. John, as you and I know, we're very limited. We have full-time jobs. We have full-time careers. We there's only so much you can do. You know, Clint Eastwood said it best, a man's got to know his limitations. And we know that we can only get this out so far. There has to be other entities that come into play here, and this allows that door to open for other entities, and that's what the relief is. How does this change the scope of our going into now that we have permission from Benchley IP LLC to go into publication? How does this change the scope of the project?
Well, firstly, it changes it dramatically, drastically, and it's going to be big. It's going to be big. And, you know, we're keeping our word about the whole thing of the Indiegogo backers that are going to get it first.
Yep.
And there is going to be a wider, much wider publication of the book. And when Ryan was talking about other entities coming through, because there's only so much that Ryan and myself that we can do, because like you said, we both have full-time jobs. So that other entity is, in fact, a publisher. So there will be an actual publishing. It'll be available in a wider sense.
Right, right. And John, you have some experience through Quint Shark and Shack on Etsy.com. That when you get a rush of orders, there's a lot of work that goes into processing those orders, right? And the shipping labels that it creates and all that. So to be able to fill orders, if this were to go on Amazon.com, that becomes a full-time deal, right?
And it absolutely does.
Right. And you've described some of the pitfalls of that, of how you can get behind, and then you have to deal with, there's a lot going on. So what you have to do is you have to kind of go, okay, how is this going to be received? Where are we going to go with this? And so that's why the publishing will be on a larger scale than what you and I can do. And that's exciting to announce. That's very exciting to realize as we're digesting, as we're going through this news. This is the real exciting part as we unpack what the legalities of what is going on here. This is a non-exclusive license to publish the Book of Quint as a prequel to Jaws. With the written permission that we received, the book is now an authorized derivative work. I'm going to call that an ADW, an authorized derivative work. Let's talk about authorized derivative works. What does that mean to be canon to the Jaws universe?
Well, Let's look at the ADW, the authorized derivative work. It's authorized by the Benchley IP LLC. They hold the copyrights to JAWS. With this, with the Book of Quint being an authorized derivative work, it means it's canon. It's also important because there's not been another authorized derivative work since the Hank Searle's JAWS of Revenge book.
And we calculated that at 35 years, didn't we?
Correct, 35 years.
We've always promised, ever since the first episode, that we were going to, you know, that the JAWS obsession was going to bring JAWS in a whole new light, all new information and ways to talk about JAWS that we've never heard before. This is essentially the first authorized derivative work for JAWS in the JAWS universe, a historical fiction novel in 35 years. That's groundbreaking. That is everything we wanted. Everything you and I talked about was that there is more to the JAWS universe than people realize or even Universal realized. We're given the open door now to expand on that universe in the Book of Quint.
We have been. And not only that, it is, I'd say, really the first step since the original movie and world building.
People are going to realize when they read the Book of Quint, there is so much, there are so many layers going on. When we talk about world building, there's going to be, there's expanded characters that you might have seen in JAWS, but they have bigger roles now, and there's more history to them. There's more history to the island. This is why this is important in my mind, is that we can use clues in JAWS, as we've seen in past episodes. We've seen where we've tried to, I have proven Quint's age using various clues in JAWS, and we've proven Quint was from the M51 field jacket, that he was in the military, he was in the Navy until 1951 at the least. So those are clues that we can establish, kind of definitive marks right there. However, with the novel, I have to connect those dots. We had to create different scenarios. I had to create different characters, the name of other side characters. And for this to be an authorized derivative work, that makes that official. There won't be any disputing that. And that's what's important, because going forward, we have to have continuity. There's so many different avenues of JAWS talk and different things that have happened with the differences between the novel and then the movies, or even the sequel novel and then the movie. There were so many differences that the world has never had any consistency, which is enjoyed by other series such as The Lord of the Rings or even the Star Wars, because the Star Wars had George Lucas, and he was issuing who was an authorized derivative work. And the Tolkien family was doing that with The Lord of the Rings. And here we have Benchley IP LLC looking at us and the Book of Quint, and they're going, permission granted. And that's exciting.
It really is. And it's like I said, when you called me, and I was driving, and you called me, we talked about it. Like I said, the first feeling that I got was, it was relief.
Yeah.
And then it was just how surreal it was, because this is something you and I have talked about for almost a year now, consecutively.
Yeah.
Every week. Every week. So if you want to go from December to now, 10 months ago, it's surreal, because it's something you and I have talked about a lot.
Yeah.
And we're finally here.
Well, I don't think what people realize is that we did not aim to, we always wanted to be an official JAWS derivative work. That's how seriously we took this. That's why the book is so involved. 436 pages, 54 chapters. There's so much going on in this book, and elements of it, as well as the technical aspect, the technical accuracy of it. We did everything because we always wanted to be an official derivative work. And now that Wendy Benchley and Benchley IP LLC has granted us this permission, we are extremely excited. Extremely excited. And this should be a great time for celebration to all of you out there in the JAWS obsession that have been here since episode one, or maybe even just got here with the last episode, with episode 40, that you are now on the ground floor of something that is very special. Because the next stop with this book, after all the legalities, and that's all got to play out. We have to, you know, there's the legal fine print has to be combed over, But after it's all said and done, this book is going to Mr. Spielberg's desk. We're not stopping until it goes to Mr. Spielberg's desk, and then he can make a decision on if he wants to stamp that into the sands of time with a film version, with a film prequel to Jaws. That will be up for him to decide, but right now is this book has momentum and it's going forward. What do you think, John? What do you think about that?
When we get to his desk, the whole surreal and relief factors will start all over again, just waiting for the decision, waiting for the phone call.
Sure. Sure. This is not just, it's not just a book. This is something that we hold very dear with the characters of Jaws. And this is something that going forward, this, just the book alone doesn't even need a film adaptation. The book alone will take care of the world's favorite fisherman, Quint, in a great way. It's very exciting. What I want to remind everybody is that this isn't an endorsement by or an affiliation with Benchley IP LLC. We are our own ship over here that is producing this novel. I'm writing the novel. John is the technical advisor. This is what we were granted is permission to publish. That's launching this book on a whole new level. A whole new level. It is no longer unauthorized. I remember when we were first contacted, we showed that we were aware that the characters in Jaws were protected by copyright law. And any book based on the character Quint would require the prior written approval of Benchley IP LLC. And without that permission, the book would be an unauthorized derivative work and an infringement of copyrights held by Benchley IP LLC. What that right there, that sentence right there was extremely important because there have been books in the past where fans of, I'm going to say there was a book, remember the John Carpenter remake of The Thing?
Yes.
Yeah, there was Kurt Russell's character, I think was named MacReady. Yeah. So there was an author that wanted to write a sequel to or a prequel to that. And he never quite got permission. So what he had to do was he had to change the name of all the characters. And the story was, you know, and then he published it on his own. What happens is it loses that flavor, that punch. And that was just not an option for us, is that it has to be Quint. You can't change characters. You can't do any of that. Over the summer, we never lost faith that they were going to see the true heart behind this project. We just said, keep doing the show. The fans, we have the fans on our side, right, John? That was a thing. It was like the fans of Jaws have rallied around this book, this concept so well. And I'm not talking about just the backers to the Indiegogo campaign. The fans that we have to the Jaws Obsession and the fans that we have to Jaws that write me almost every day, it was clear that we had the fans on our side with this concept, with this book. Wasn't that true, John?
Yeah, it was also a really intense summer during all this, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like you said, the fans rallied around us. We had the numbers. And I think with the way, just how well everything was received, I believe that that had a big play into their decision for this to be, for them to authorize it.
The work on the Jaws Obsession, the shows, mm-hmm. the extra analytical qualities that we had in just the movie Jaws, I think that played a big role as well in letting them know that when the final novel is finished, it is going to be a sight to behold. And especially, you know, now that it's been through its fourth revision, that I've combed through every page and I'm actively trying to get that data entered into the files. Now, as part of the permission, granted permission, one of the caveats was that the Benchley IP LLC requested that a percentage of the profits from the Book of Quint be donated to an entity that promotes shark and ocean conservation. They gave us a list of organizations, and I'm going to announce which one in the next episode of the Jaws Obsession. So we're going to move ahead with this. We have no problem with that. But how do you think, John, the fans of Jaws around the world will respond to the Book of Quint now that they know they can read a great prequel and help the study and research of sharks at the same time.
I think they're going to respond to it as the best of both worlds. I'm getting a number one, I'm getting a prequel to Jaws, but I'm also getting more Jaws content. I'm getting a physical book, something that's not been done in 35 years. And I'm also getting to help out the sharks.
Yes. That, to me, was a great assist by Wendy Benchley for her to open that door up for us. I've already received from limited people that I've talked to about this is that that is a great avenue for people to accept the book, to know that they're also going to be helping out a good cause at the same time. So I wanted to take this moment to thank Wendy Benchley and Benchley IP LLC for granting us this permission to move the novel into publication, while at the same time allowing us to use the percentage of profits to help the shark research and conservation. I can't thank them enough for the 27 months that it actually is 28 months now to get to this point, for them to recognize the amount of work and dedication that we had to this project. I really want to thank them in here on the Jaws Obsession at this time. Becoming an authorized derivative work means a lot in this situation. So thank you very much from all of us at the Jaws Obsession. This is more than just a novel. It is an important story of historical fiction that has many layers of humanity to it. I've said many times on the Jaws Obsession here on the show that we are on the Peter Benchley timeline, where he was writing the manuscript to the novel Jaws 50 years ago in 1972 to be published in 1973. With this permission to publish granted by Benchley IP LLC, the Book of Quint will carry on the characters of Jaws with a much expanded Jaws universe, and at the same time generate funds for charity to help the sharks of our oceans in the 21st century. It is an amazing story arc unto itself, just the creation of this book. And I understand the responsibility the Book of Quint carries and what we are doing on the Jaws Obsession every week. The story alone, if you can imagine from 50 years later, here's Peter Benchley typing, and 50 years later, his legacy is allowing us to move forward and take his characters forward. We don't really have enough time in this episode to talk about how this story developed. Just by John being involved in Jaws and the rebuilding of the Orca, you can go to orcarebuild.com, search Orca Rebuild, or look at the description of this broadcast. You can follow the links to go to John's pages. For him to be available at the same time that I was looking for an expert in Jaws that I needed to ping questions off of and get details, and how that all developed back in last year, everything seems to be happening at the right time. The time frame is really, it's more than just a coincidence. It's like it was meant to be.
I couldn't agree more.
Mentally, we were almost on the same page. We never met. And then here we are. You know what I mean? And then we come together. And then there is all of this that's happened. All of this. We've had fans calling into the show. We've had experts coming on. And it's really like the Jaws Obsession extracted even greater material out of myself, out of John, in order, and more intensity, like from seeing the people's reactions meant that we got to stay on the schedule. I got to keep this going. You know, there was that, all that stuff. There was no time off. There was literally no time off. And that was the thing. If I had any spare time, it was going to be working on the book. And then if it wasn't working on the book, it was working on the Jaws Obsession, which helped the book move forward. It really, there's so many parallels that connected. One of these days, I'm going to tell the whole arc of this saga once it's over. Once we actually see that book on a bookshelf, we're going to get into that. But this is an exciting time for the sponsors of the Book of Quint campaign. Let's talk about them for a little bit. That the sponsors contributed, their contribution and dedication to this project made it possible for the novel to reach the next level and move to worldwide publication. I was worried, John. I was worried. My biggest, when we first talked about this, because I started writing in October of 2021. So I started talking to John, and I was always voicing my concerns with him John has been the voice of reason many times where I've been sitting there and I would ping, you know, I would get, I would ping thoughts off of him and kind of like a bounce board to see what would come back. I knew this was good. The Jaws obsession itself were in a public forum. It was going to be a Jerry Maguire moment, a Jaws Jerry Maguire moment, where I was going to be standing up there and with a bag of goldfish and saying, we're going to go out there and who's coming with me? You know, we're going to go and we're going to get a prequel of Jaws made. We're going to get Universal to do it. And who's coming with me? And, you know, John was the first one. I'm in, you know, and and then as time went on, after episode 20, people jumped on, and these contributors to the Book of Quinn campaign were those they stood in the breach with us and said they stood up and said, here we are. We want to see this book get made. And that, I think, played a great deal in this decision. What do you think, John?
Yeah, the sponsors, they played a really big part in this. They played a really big part. And, you know, we touched on this briefly before, and I don't remember what episode it was now. Anyway, I remember when you first told me about what you were going to do. It's when you had contacted me. I was in the middle of all my Etsy orders for Christmas. And you had wrote me an email because you'd bought from my shop and said that, you know, hey, I'm going to do this podcast. You know, I was wondering if you'd like to come on. And of course, I come on the show and you and I talked for, I think, 3 or 4 hours that night. I don't remember exactly.
It was close to
that. And you told me, yeah, it was. Might have been a little over that. And you told me what your plan was on what you were going to do with the book. I remember where I was at because I just got done doing my Etsy orders and I had to go get groceries, and I was sitting in the Winn-Dixie parking lot when Ryan told me all this. You know, the first thing that came across my mind when he was telling me all this was, no one's done this. No one's thought to do this in nearly 50 years. No one's thought to ever do this kind of level of a prequel to Jaws. Nobody's thought about doing it. Nobody's went into this much detail. The listeners, they don't realize how much you and I actually talk and how long these conversations are.
Yeah, like, right.
So Ryan and I, we talk a lot.
Yeah.
And during these conversations, you know, he'll ping questions off me and I'll ping questions off him. We go back and forth with questions and we'll talk for hours upon hours of time. That's how we got to where we're at now. One of the many constants that always came up was the sponsors. From the campaign and how people and how the fans of Jaws, people that weren't even sponsoring the book at the time, but just the fans in general, how they would receive the book. Mm-hmm. And what was it that fans really want to see? We talked about that probably well over a few hundred times, at least. I don't know, we talked about it just not too long ago.
Yeah, the priority. And, yeah, the priority was them, right? It was kind of it was never about, oh, let's make this flashy. We're gonna make money on this. It really, we never even talked money. It was always, there was never any profits spoke about, nothing. It was always about the fans and how are we gonna make this so the fans accept it? How are we gonna make it as accurate and as dedicated to Jaws as possible?
Exactly. And, you know, like you said, money never come up once.
Right.
Not once did money ever come up during any of this.
No, and this was a labor of love. It still is.
Exactly.
It still is. You know, exactly. In many ways, it still is.
And you and I have done everything we've said we was going to do from the very beginning.
Yeah.
We kept up our end. You know, I don't think you can ask more than that.
That's the thing is this book will only go as far as the fans allow it to go. If it's if there's enough noise made about it, and we've made a lot of noise. My theory was always true that the people that that really are invested in Jaws, the people that really do love that movie, will support this project. They will. And you know, to be able to get the word from Benchley IP LLC that we can go ahead with publication, that was, to me, that was the fans and the noise and everything we were doing. That was like the dividend, the great dividend that was paid off. And because from here on out, it's still up to the fans. So the book's going to go out there now. The weight is off our shoulders. Now we can actually focus, get this thing across the finish line. We're very close. We're very close. And then now, wherever it goes, it's going to go. And will the fans and will the people in the media accept it and actually take the ball and run with it? Well, that remains to be seen. But we're not going to stop here on the Jaws obsession, that's for sure. We're not going to stop talking about it. That's exciting.
Absolutely not. It is. And, you know, it's like I told you in a text the other night, you know, it's not ask what the Jaws fans can do for you. Ask what you can do for the Jaws fan.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, this is the exciting part. I can't wait. I just can't wait. This is episode 41 of the Jaws Obsession. Have you ever noticed that on this broadcast, if you look at the title cards, which would be the image that I put up that says episode 25 or episode 36, I think maybe the Sharks only been on one or two.
I think two.
We're talking, this has all been about the humanity behind Jaws. So it's always been characters. It's been little things, little looks by the characters, because that has been this whole saga, this whole area of the Jaws obsession was talking about things that are happening behind the scenes in the world of Jaws, in the Jaws universe. So now that the Book of Quint is going to be published and out there, think of all the shows we're going to get to do, the more Jaws talk we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's exciting. It really is. The Jaws fans have come together and we've all kind of became this assemblage of energy. And what's happened now is that we're going to have more Jaws talk, more angles to talk about, more little Easter eggs to search around for. Believe me, there's a lot of Easter eggs in the Book of Quint. And that's going to be very exciting to just digest and go over at different aspects into the future. So this permission to publish means so much in so many ways. And we just want to thank Benchley IPLLC and all the people over there that did the work to make this decision happen. I really want to thank them for that. Before we check out of here, this is the episode that we didn't have an episode last week. So this is, we kind of got through, this whole thing kind of threw us off, threw me off my game for sure. And so now it's settling in and, taking that ball and getting it across the goal line. Do you have anything that you want to say, any kind of final thoughts as we step forward into this future where the Book of Quint will now be an authorized derivative work of Jaws?
Yeah, I got a couple things. Number one, just from me to the fans, and you know, Ryan is always saying this, guys, I want to personally thank y'all for making this happen, because it was the fans, it was the sponsors that, number one, made this a reality and helped make it a reality. Because if it hadn't been for the fans, we wouldn't be at this point. The other thing that I want to say is, for everybody that's been listening to the Jaws Obsession since episode one, I don't know how many people have been listening from the get-go. I don't remember the exact number, but shoot Ryan an email. And just, you know, give him your opinion on, like, how everything's been going. Like, what was your first thought when you saw the Jaws obsession? Write him a little email and just say, you know, hey, I've been listening since day one. You know, day one of the episode drop, first episode. Shoot him a little email and just say, you know, hey, I've been listening since the very beginning. Tell him whatever you want to tell him. Write him, say, you know, can't wait for this. You know, just whatever you feel like telling him, and just tell us what else you'd like to see, you know, like anything else, like any particular, you want to write in and have questions, you know, you want to ask Ryan, you want to ask me. I enjoy answering questions. I get something. I just wanted to say,
yeah,
guys, thank you.
Right there. I mean, we can't thank the fans enough. We really can't. We can't thank the noise that people made on social media and different aspects that everything plays a factor. When you throw, I always use this metaphor, when you throw a stone into a pond, that ripple effect, those ripples extend out, and you never know where that ripple is going to end. It's just going to keep going, and you never know who it's going to affect or who it's going to catch. And that's what's wonderful about social media, in one of those aspects, is that you can reach so many people and you might not even know you're reaching them. So and that's kind of what we're doing here, is that the ripple that Peter Benchley started when he wrote the Book of Jaws, when he wrote Jaws, that ripple's still going out 50 years later, a half a century later, and it is being felt right now in a major way. And we're just taking our stone and we're going to throw it in and we're going to create a whole new ripple effect. And where that's going to go, only time will tell. But we do know it's going to be going out there. So thank you very much. John, thanks for coming on the show to help with this announcement. Pretty monumental. 41 episodes into the Jaws Obsession, and here we are. So let's see where we go from here. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
All right. And before you go, how's everything going on the Orca rebuild?
Oh, it's going good. It's going good. Now, I had to, get behind a little bit this week. Work's been a little bit hectic, but
yep.
Other than that, everything's going good. I am still on track thus far with boat building. You can't really set a date for a launch date or anything because, it doesn't really work that way. You have little hiccups that come here and there. Of course, when you're you're restoring an old boat and then you're then building on top of that, you run into, a little bit of snags here and there.
Yeah.
Of course, you're taking a current boat and transforming it into another. So having to go, of course, Ryan and I talk about this a lot, and I hope people see this in my videos. When I say that she is going to be the most accurate, the most screen accurate, I stand by that because the level of detail that I go into doing all this is almost insane to an extent.
Yeah.
when you kind of step back and you look at it.
Absolutely.
But it's going good.
Absolutely. You even have the exact same gauges. You're going down to the same gauges that were used by Quint back in,
which is tough to find.
It's great. It's unbelievable. And I can't wait. We're gonna focus a lot on the Orca in the not too distant future because for the next round of episodes and stuff like that. So it will be great to have you on and get some updates and go further into that vessel because that vessel is talked about a lot in the Book of Quint.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, John. Thanks for showing up.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired, I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's got right through my head. Wherever I may roam, by land or sea or foam.
Great thank you to all the sponsors for the Book of Quint campaign, the listeners of the Jaws Obsession. This journey started 28 months ago in the Wellfleet drive-in on Cape Cod at a chance screening of Jaws. And to be here with this episode and this announcement is very surreal. I can't wait to share more with you when I can. For now, these are exciting times for the Book of Quint. The movie Jaws is copyrighted property of Universal Studios. Any references and sampling from the movie Jaws in this episode is intended to fall within Sections 107 of the Copyright Act. Copyrighted materials are fairly used for the purposes of criticism, comment, reporting, teaching, and research. Materials used here are protected by the Fair Use Guidelines of Section 107 of the Copyright Act. All rights reserved to the copyright owners. And with that, the campaign is still active for the Book of Quint over at Indiegogo.com. Please follow the links at bookofquint.com, jawsob.com. And if you jump on board and sponsor the Book of Quint per request, we will now be having 10% of the proceeds will be going to shark research and conservation. Very exciting times. We hope to see you over there. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. Farewell and adieu until next week on episode 42, Show Me the Way to Go Home.